Australia has become a CIA police type state. Let's get into the article. The title of the article is called Police Told to Keep Record of Conspiracy Theorists and Communists. Law enforcement in Australia, Queensland, must report interactions with extremists to counter terror teams. So what happened? Why is Australia doing this? In Australia, there was a deadly shooting in December that left two officers and a civilian dead. Three people total dead. Not many people heard about it. I didn't hear about it, and so on. The incident involved Christian fundamentalists, and so Australia classified the attack as a, quote, religious terror attack. Okay, so as a result of this religious terror attack by Christian fundamentalists, two officers and one civilian died, Australia has gone full-blown CIA slash police state. What do I mean by full-blown CIA slash police state? In Australia, the Queensland police are now required to report interactions with people who, quote, allegedly hold a range of ideological beliefs, and these are people including conspiracy theorists. Police must also now record interactions with individuals they come across in the state's Q Prime database. So there's a database where they record interactions, and the police are now required to record those interactions, quote, at the first available opportunity. So police are recording interactions with various kinds of people, including conspiracy theorists. The kinds of people whose interactions the police must record include, get ready for this, conspiracy theorists, religious, social, or political extremists, sovereign citizens, as well as people with ideologies relating to capitalism, communism, socialism, or Marxism. The concern here that I have is that they say that they're going after capitalists, which, to be fair, I'm not for a police or CIA state. But my concern here is that they say they're going after capitalists, but the focus of law enforcement harassment will be against the latter three, the communists, the socialists, and the Marxists, given how Australia itself is a hyper-capitalist state. So what do I think about this whole entire story? I think that this is going to be the new norm, and that America and Western countries in general are undoubtedly going to adopt and practice the same CIA police state policy, if they have not done so already. In many instances here in the US, they already practice this police, where police record interactions and surveil people, especially against leftist groups and leftist movements. Despite right-wingers in the U.S. carrying out the vast majority, if not all, acts of political violence and terrorism. And so that's the story. What do you guys think? Hit the like. It helps the algorithm. Leave a comment. Subscribe to the channel. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, tweet me. Let me know what you think about this story there. Take care.